This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this October 20th, which is a Thursday, 2022. That's right. Back there manning the phones, you know. On their post, the watchmen on the telephones out there, and we have Randy and Eric. And then there on the board, the Lord of the board, the rising star in radio, and our engineer tonight, none other than the courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody. And it is Pledge Week.
And it's Pledge Week. And see, he put pledges before little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
She flutters and she stutters and she... the studio Mar, little Lisa, and as she flutters about, get back there, go on. I'm making her go back with the guys back there in the boiler room. All right. Anyhow, it's a strange world we live in. Not to forget, none other than that parson, Pastor Joe Larson.
You mean the man from the middle of nowhere, and I'm here ready to go to work.
All right, there you go. Well, we have a whole lot. Now, tonight is Pledge Week, and we want to say thank you to Bob and Marie, who pledged $200. Bob and Marie, thank you, Bob. Thank you, Marie. Now, we have a special tonight, too. For the first five callers that pledge $100 or more, if you ask for it, you get the book, Was Karl Marx a Satanist? By Pastor Richard Wurmbrand. This is a what? Yeah, well, folks, if you want this book, you got to tell us you'd want it. Then you got to give us an address so we know where to send it. And that's right. So people will call and say, send me the book without an address. We got to have an address, folks. And so, again, was Karl Marx a Satanist? This is a dynamite book. It shows you what I've been talking about for 50 years, trying to tell you there is no difference between communism and Satanism. They're one of the same. They're one of the same, okay? Now, also for the first 15 people that pledged $50 or more, we have the Tea Party coloring books. They're Tea Party coloring books, and these are dynamite. These are for kids in elementary school, but they have it takes them through and it shows them about our Constitution, about the Founding Fathers, about the Bill of Rights. Really good. It's a real educational tool. So you folks out there, you parents that have elementary age children or grandparents, and it's just a dynamite little gift for those that ask, you know, for a donation of $50 or more. Now, If you can't afford it and you really want it, let us know. We'll send it to you anyhow if you really need it. I mean, if you can't afford it, but we'll send it to you. We have to be careful because we can only do so many of those now. But we have to know. You have to let us know. You got to tell us that you need it. All right. With that, looks like we already got to Janet in the Bronx. Already pledges 40. Thank you, Janet. The phone number is 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. All right.
And remember, the 281-1110 is the credit card line.
Yeah.
That's the line to use if you want to donate with a credit card.
All right. We got to get right into the message. Remember what the title was, Joe?
It is what it is.
And it certainly is.
Or is it?
Or is it? That's right. Now, let's start. Why don't you start there in Mark chapter 3 and read verses 20 through 30.
All right. And the multitude cometh together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. And when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him, for they said, he is beside himself. And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, he hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils casteth he out devils. And he called unto them and said unto them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Verily I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemes wherewith soever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation, because they said, he hath an unclean spirit.
All right, Joe, let's go back to here. Well, he was saying that is, the crowds had been so large, and the Lord had been working, and the apostles, that they had not had time to eat. And yeah. What happened here, he was preaching, and his friends had heard that he was that the Lord Jesus was beside himself. In other words, he was losing it. He was going crazy. And so here now, so they came. Think about this for a minute today. Think about the people that mock the word of God out there today and what they believe. When the crazies, Joe, think that we are the crazies. Now listen.
Right.
Now think about that for a minute.
We've been called that many times.
Those that don't know what a woman is call us crazy. Yeah. Those that want to turn little boys into little girls, they call us crazy. Those that want to legalize pedophilia, they call us crazy. Those that want to put pornography in the textbooks, they call us crazy. Those that put Tampax into boys' bathrooms, they call us crazy. Those that put litter boxes and closets for elementary school children and call them furries, those are the people that are calling us crazy. So what's wrong with that picture?
Everything. It's kind of like it's the same people that were calling us Bible thumpers, Jesus freaks, you know, way back when, and the words only get worse. But it's the same people, the same confusion, right? They are blinded, you know, by God, but from the gospel. They cannot see the truth, hear the truth, or understand the truth, so they live in lie.
All right, very good. Marine in the Bronx pledges 100. Thank you, Marine. Remember, folks, you have to ask for the book or you ask for the coloring books and give us an address or, you know, if you want us to send those to you. Okay, now, here, the Lord Jesus gave him the parables about a house being divided, okay? But then he goes to this point, Joe. He says, verily I say unto you, all sins shall be given to the sons of men, and blasphemies wherewith soever they shall blaspheme. Now, what do they have to do before that can be forgiven them?
They have to repent and ask for forgiveness, call upon the Lord to forgive them.
Now, here's the next part of this is something that most people do not understand, Joe. But he that blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but it is danger of eternal damnation. Now, here, because he said he had an unclean spirit, so they were saying that that Jesus did what he did because of Beelzebub. Now, Beelzebub was is Satan, or called Lord of the Flies, the Lord of the Flies. And so here, now, there are two different sins. One is called the unpardonable sin. That's what he's talking about here. The unpardonable sin. The other is the unforgivable sin. They're not the same, Joe. What he's referring to here, if you read over in Matthew 12, verses 31 through 33, he talks about this. And in Matthew 12, well, maybe I should just jump over there, make it easier here, Joe.
31.
Okay.
Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come.
Okay, so there you go. Now,
strong language, isn't it?
Well, here you go, Joe. The word world there is age. It's the word age in the Greek. It means dispensation. Jesus is saying that those that blaspheme the Holy Ghost, it won't be forgiven to them in this age, which was the fifth dispensation, the age of the law, or the one to come, which was the sixth dispensation, the church age, Joe. Now, this was done by, this blasphemy was done by the scribes, which represented Israel national. They represented Israel national, Joe. And so, when would that be forgiven them? Well, when is it that they repent? Remember, repentance is necessary for forgiveness, is it not?
Always.
So if you go through over to Zechariah chapter 13, and in Zechariah chapter 13, starting with verse 7, it explains that, and that's during the tribulation period and the millennial kingdom. And so that's when that will be forgiven, the true nation of Israel, which is referred to as the remnant. And so let me turn over there, Zechariah 13. Okay, starting with verse 7. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. And, of course, that's prophecy, you know, what was to come for the Lord Jesus Christ. And it shall come to pass that in the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third part shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire. I will refine them as silver is refined, and retry them as gold is tried. And they shall call on my name, and I will hear them. And I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. And then if you read over in chapter 14, it tells you when that will be. Now, here, going back to Mark 3, when now that's the unpardonable sin. That was the sin done by Israel national. Now, the unforgivable sin is a sin that's when people hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and when they reject that, when they reject that gospel, unless they repent of that later, unless they repent of that later, that's the unforgivable sin. There's no forgiveness. So what do you think?
Now, see if I've got that right. They hear the word, they have a chance to repent, but yet we make many different, we call it church altar calls, because sometimes you have to hear many times before somebody actually hits, it registers, and they see the truth, and they repent and come. So what would the difference be then?
Well, the difference is if they hear the gospel and they reject the gospel. They reject it. They don't.
Oh, it's just like, I will never, I see. Okay.
Okay.
It's a total rejection, not a, well, I don't know, and maybe later I have to think about that. That kind of thing is what
Right.
Never, no way, I don't want any part of it. Then you've done the unforgivable.
Right.
Okay, I wanted to clarify that because I've been asked that question many times, and because they say, well, you keep, some of these people keep coming, keep listening, and it's a long time before they repent and come to the Lord. And it's because they were thinking, wondering, pondering, not just saying never, never, never.
Well, a good example would be, remember when they had that that Wall Street protest, and they were carrying the placards that said, when Christ returns, we'll kill him again?
Right.
And those that were mocking, that's the type of thing.
Yeah, we talked about, they had a thing on the internet where these young people were going to this one website. We did this years ago. And they were claiming, I will never, ever, repent and fall for that claptrap, that they had some other words we can't use on radio. Those stories, I will never, do that. And I hereby pledge to, Satan himself. That's a pretty good rejection of the gospel and of the opportunity for salvation.
Absolutely. There are people that blaspheme the Lord all the time. And, and also, like we were talking about here, with those prosperity preachers, when they make a mockery out of that and talk about how you can make God produce for these things, I'm going to tell you, unless they repent of that, okay, that's blasphemy. That's blasphemy against God, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, turn over to John 15. Well, actually, it's John. John
15.
John 15, yeah. And verses 18 through 27.
All right. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning.
All right, one of the things that I often, as a pastor, believe it or not, Joe, but you have professing Christians that disagree on things, and they sometimes can get way out of place. James is talking about those that hate one another, he's talking about. And so here now, do we have enough enemies out there in the world that we can afford to be enemies of each other?
No, I mean, we have more than enough enemies in the world. We don't need any more.
And this is one of the things that I try to set people down and tell them, look, you simply can't afford to be divided. A house divided, what happens, Jesus, we just read it?
We'll fall.
All right, hold on a minute. Let's see. David in Twinsburg pledges 100. Thank you, David. The phone lines are now open again at 888-281-1110. That's the call-in. That is where you use credit cards, too. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673, folks. I have less than 4 hours left to raise enough money to stay on the air for another whole month. And we're talking about the station you're on. And we're working very, very hard, trying to stay on the stations. And you'll know why, because we have a lot to bring you, as we do, what the world does not want you to know. And believe me, they're getting more and more. The deep state is becoming more and more incensed and angered by us, because you're not supposed to know what we're bringing you. So, oh, that's 200. Okay. David in Twinsburg pledges 200. Thank you, David.
Thank you, David. Yes, sir.
All righty. So, Joe, going back to this here, when they attack life, Jesus said, I've come to give you life and more abundant. Are they attacking God when they attack life? When
they sure are, because who is the giver of all life? Who is the creator who gives both the physical life and the spiritual life? It's God.
When they have as their number one issue to run for the killing of children, the killing of innocent children, that Abrams there in Georgia, that Stacey Abrams, this woman, Joe, said the reason for the bad economy is because people have children. Children, you need to get rid of the children and we'll have a better economy. This is a very wicked woman. And Joe,
kind of like we talked last night about Governor Kathy Hochul there in New York. She's right up there with her.
Yeah, well, her God is not the God of the Bible, is it?
No, certainly isn't.
She is also...
All through the Old Testament, thou shalt not, cannot, must not, will not shed innocent blood, and there can be no more innocent blood than an unborn child.
So what happens, you know, when God gave us the divine institution of human government, the third point, there was 5 points, but the third point was the entire purpose of divine human government is to preserve the image of God.
God.
When they want to change the genders of little boys, when they want to cut the breasts off little girls and try to change the genders, the boys into girls and girls into boys, Joe, is that an attack against God?
That it's more than just, I would say it's even more than attack. It's what we call almost mayhem on the image of God.
When they change our DNA with the poisonous, with bioweapons called, they call them vaccines, is that an attack against God?
Sure is.
When they promote drag queens, in front of little children, when they abuse little children with drag, is that an attack against God?
He said it's better that they have a millstone thrown or wrapped around their neck and dragged through the depths of the ocean, and he calls the sodomites that are doing this kind of thing an abomination under the Lord.
When they promote feminism, when they promote CRT, critical race theory, is that an attack against God?
Right, because he said, what? All mankind are his children.
Now, the feminists hate God.
Mean just one color.
The feminists hate God, Joe. They hate him, but they can't touch God. And they're frustrated. Now, I mean, the feminists are really frustrated people. Now, so what do? They go after the most innocent, those that they can kill, the most innocent. And that's the image of God, babies, innocent children. Feminists do not have...
against, and even some feminists that aren't pro-abortion, they still want to redefine God's whole system of...
Rebellion is the same as witchcraft, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Well, it's what the Bible says. It's the same as witchcraft now.
Well, I mean, yeah.
And so they go after the most innocent, the unborn babies, and they hate us. They hate men, but all they can do to us pretty much is make us miserable. We can make and do that back to them. And so they hate marriage. They hate children. And that's because God gave us those divine institutions. So they hate anything and everything
family,
that has to do with God,
the
don't
family
they?
Unit. That's the basis of everything. The family unit is the beginning of human government.
All right.
The basis of civilization.
All right, we will be back right after this one more. Don't go away.
2 Chronicles 7, 13 through 15. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. As the Spirit dies,
as the Spirit dies,
a voice cries out to sound a warning in a once free people divided and torn, so regretful.
So regretful.
And their children cry.
And their children cry.
If there's one thing that America needs, it's the will to fight for its liberty. So regretful.
So regretful.
People, don't you understand? Freedom needs a helping hand. Or we're gonna be another slave nation someday. Take a look at you and me, wallowing in apathy. Do we simply bury our dead? Have we forgotten how to pray? While the world burns.
While the world burns.
And a hungry little child with a runny nose lives a dreadful life that he never chose. So regretful.
So regretful.
And his little heart yearns for what seems so right. What every child needs is a mom and a dad loving him tonight. So regretful.
So regretful.
Then one day in desperation, the people learn to pray. They repent of their sins, start over again, call on God to help them win. And he hears their cries.
And he hears their cries.
As freedom is won in a blood-soaked land, have we learned anything? Do we understand? So regretful.
So forgetful.
As the watchman cries. Once again, the sound of warning and his mock and laugh to scorn. So forgetful.
So forgetful.
And their freedom dies.
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 And their freedom
died.
It does, but we're not forgetful. And I'll tell you who else isn't forgetful. A real lady. Her name is Linda Tice, and she is a dear friend of mine. and a very smart lady, and a very pretty lady. In fact, she's a pretty smart lady. And she is with the Ohio Pro-Life Action Committee, and she's got something to tell us. So, Linda, are you there?
I am here, Pastor Ernie. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. Mm-hmm.
Good, good. I just got in from Toledo. I went up to the Toledo Foundation for Life dinner tonight. And so we were up there celebrating that they've been there for 50 years trying to protect life. God bless them. All the way back to John Kennedy when he got things started up there. And the girl that spoke tonight was actually the actress that played Abby Johnson in the Unplanned movie.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
It was an excellent evening. Excellent evening. And they all send their best to you. Walter Moss was there with Darlene, and we sat with them, and they said to say hello again.
That Walter, he sure does get around, he and Darlene. And
oh, my gosh.
Last night there, and we were out in Medina, and I spoke out at the Freedom Fighters Forum out there. And what a wonderful, a warm welcome I got from the good folks out there. And so, anyhow, yeah, Pastor Walt, him and Darlene were there, and they actually prayed. They prayed over me, and I appreciated it.
Oh, wonderful people. Wonderful people.
Well, you are too. What's up in Linda's world? What's happening out there today?
Well, there's a lot going on with Right to Life Action Coalition, of course, since Roe fell. You know, you've talked about this quite a bit, I'm sure, on your show. Now we have the opportunity in Ohio to do whatever we want to do on the state level. We've been waiting for this. I cried for 2 days when Roe fell in June because I really did not think that that was coming.
Do you remember what Dr. Wilkie told us years ago? And I remember sitting there and talking to him. He looked up and he said, he called me son. He said, it won't happen in my time. He said, but you, he said, you may, hopefully you'll see Roe go down in your life. And I thought, well, whoa, wait a minute, come on, because I wasn't looking for long term. I was looking, let's get this over with in the next year or two. And boy, he was right on, wasn't he?
You and me both. Yes, as a matter of fact, if we go back even a little further, I started, I don't know what year you came on, but I came on at Ohio Right to Life in 1975. And when Dr. Wilkie talked to me about coming on, he sat down with my husband and I, and he said, now listen, he said, this could take 10 years. It could take 10 years. So you got to think about that when you make this commitment. It could take 10 years to do this. And can we do it for 10 years? And I remember Luke and I thinking, oh, we're just starting to raise kids. 10 years is a long time. But we wanted to help. And so we jumped in, and 10 years turned into 12 and 15. And you're right. After a point in time, Dr. Wilkie said, you know, I thought if we really gave it our all for 10 years, we could do this, but it's going to take longer, and I may never see it. I remember him saying that he may never see it, and he didn't.
And he didn't.
And he didn't. But we did see the fall. So now, though, where all these people are saying, shouldn't you be celebrating? Aren't you happy? Well, we are happy to get to that point, but now the real work starts in our own states. And so we can't keep saying, well, we can't do this because the Supreme Court's never going to let it.
Life at conception. Life at conception. Right?
Yep. That's, well, they've said all along, go back and do whatever you want to do in the state of Ohio. So when you think that the Supreme Court justices back in 73 said, I keep thinking about this. In 73, they said, if personhood is established, then Roe falls. And today, I keep thinking, Roe has fallen, so we should be able to establish personhood all the way back to fertilization, and all those babies should be protected just like the rest of all of the rest of us persons are. You know, our Ohio Constitution calls for the protection. I mean, I've got it here in front of me because we're kind of looking at what it says, and it says, all men by nature are by nature free and independent and have certain inalienable rights, among which are those of enjoying and defending life and liberty. And, I mean, that's right in our own Constitution. So we should be able to do in Ohio whatever we need to do to protect those babies. pass the heartbeat law. That's great that we've got that for right now. But we've got to go all the way back and recognize and not leave any of those babies, any of those babies sitting there unprotected.
Well, you're absolutely right. What we need to do is a number of things. First of all, we've got to get an actual legitimate Supreme Court here in Ohio.
Gotcha.
For sure. We've got to do that. The second thing, you know, it's an interesting thing because, Linda, you know, Scripture teaches that the righteous will become more righteous and the wicked more wicked. And we're seeing that happening today. The blue states are becoming more blue, it seems like. And, well, not in all cases. Thank good Lord for that. Look at Oregon. They could possibly have a Republican governor, which would really change the atmosphere there, huh?
But boy, it sure would.
Anyhow, but we're seeing that so many of the wicked becoming more and more wicked out there today. And here, Joe Obama, Biden, he wants to make it a mandatory. He wants to make Roe v. Wade law of the land again. And we've got to run to this battle with everything we have, huh?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And you're exactly right about the election coming up here. With the heartbeat law now enjoined, it's enjoined indefinitely right now. So, you know, we figure we probably save the lives of about 4,000 babies from June 24th until that judge down in Cincinnati decided to go ahead and enjoin it. And so fortunately, and you know, then of course they started killing the babies again, which is horrible. But fortunately, Dave Yost did go ahead and move things on to the next court level here. So hopefully if we can get through the end of the year here and we have a good election and our Ohio Supreme Court Chief Justice becomes Sharon Kennedy and the governor gets to appoint another hopefully really solid Republican conservative, hopefully, to the court, then we can get that heartbeat law reinstated. If it goes to the Supreme Court before the end of the year, though, we could be in big trouble because I think that that the way the court is right now would probably agree with the lower courts. So we don't want that to happen. We want to get some new Supreme Court justices ready to go for the first of the year and then just pray that that can be held off long enough and that we can at least go back to the 6 weeks.
Linda, we have the Kennedy. There's, what, three of them up for re-election, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's...
Yep. Sharon Kennedy, and she's Chief Justice. She's running for Chief Justice. She's already on the court now, but she's running for Chief Justice now. And then, actually, Pat Fisher is running, and he's pretty good. And I'm a little concerned about Pat DeWine because he's so connected to the governor, and so many people are so upset with the governor. And I've heard people say they're not voting at all for the governor's race, and I'm afraid that they'll see Pat DeWine for Ohio Supreme Court and decide not to vote for him as well. That is the governor's son, and he has really done a good job on the Supreme Court while he's been there. So we do want him to stay there, even though his dad's getting a lot of backlash for the different things he's done. So those are the three. It would be Kennedy and Fisher and DeWine. Fortunately, the legislature did pass a law this last year that says now they have to have their party named, their party printed after their name on the ballot. So when you go in to vote, it will say Sharon Kennedy, Republican, Pat DeWine, Republican, Pat Fisher, Republican this time. So if people can't remember their names, in this particular case, the three Republicans are definitely the best ones, you know, to vote, be praying for right now.
All right. Very good. We're going to need to. I need to get some of those ballot cards. Normally somebody drops by our church with a bunch of them from the different Christian organizations, conservative organizations. But we haven't had that, so what I'm going to have to do, you know, people want to, they're calling me all the time saying, I want to know who to vote for Congress, who to vote for Senator. We're on from coast to coast, folks. There's a lot of people. We can't do that. But, you know, there's just too many. But we can do programs like this, and that's what we're doing. So,
well, and in the state of Ohio, they can go to our website for Right to Life Action Coalition. It's RTLA for Right to Life Action Ohio, RTLAOhio.org. And you can pull up our endorsements on there and take a look at what we've got.
That's RTLAOhio.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
I know you've had go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I know you've had a long day and you left me a little note. You could only stay for a little while.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. I'm good. I just have to take my sister early in the morning to a doctor's appointment in Columbus. She's been very ill.
Okay.
So we have to leave early. But I didn't want to miss the chance to come on and talk with you.
Well, what's your sister's name?
Her name is Gail.
Gail? Okay.
Gail.
And she's been ill, you say?
Yes. Well, she had a femur implant done 3 weeks ago, and she's on blood thinner, and they've had a really hard time getting her INR back together to where it's supposed to be. And she's scheduled to have another surgery to have a little spacer put between some vertebrae in her back because her spinal fluid isn't flowing correctly. So they've got to do that on the 31st, and we're trying to get her through this first one so that she's ready for the second one.
Well, you tell Gail we have people listening to us from coast to coast tonight, then. And we're going to ask them right now. We're going to ask them right now from coast to coast, all you folks out there, because these people out there, they understand. I wouldn't trade our audience for any. Dedicated Christian patriots and the kind of people you just love to be with. And so I'm going to ask them to pray, because they all know that every one of them either need prayer now or will need prayer. And those who show mercy, give it. So we're going to pray for Gail right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I want to hold Gail up in this situation. And I would ask, Father God, Lord, that you would be with her, that you would be a comforter to her, Lord. And being Linda's sister, I'm feeling that she's saved. But, Lord, if she doesn't know Jesus as her personal Savior, let this night be the night that she does. So we ask, Lord God, that you would touch her, that you would heal her, and that she would turn her desires towards you more than and more every day and every way and all things at all times. And, Lord, too, you would be with my sister Linda there, and you would be a blessing to her in every way as she goes to comfort her sister. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Pastor.
Well,
you are such a dear friend. We go back a long, long way, and we'll probably stick together here until the very end, won't we?
Yeah, we will. You know, Linda, it's been, you know, and as you know, over the years, I've gotten into a lot of debates out there, especially with the feminist. And it's knowing ladies like you, real ladies, that have kept our faith in womankind, because if the only women we knew were the feminists out there, well, we wouldn't think much of them, would we?
No.
And I want to thank you for all this years, the service you have been given. You have given so much to the unborn. I've seen you work tirelessly in all your energy, and you continue to do it because you have a real burden and a real love for our Lord's most innocent. And so, again, I want to thank you so much for all that you've done.
Oh, gosh. It's a privilege to work with the people that we all work with right now. This Right to Life Action Coalition is just the best. I love it because it's all grassroots folks. It's, you know, it's not a top-down organization. It's a bottom-up organization. We don't pay anybody. We don't have an office. We don't have a high-paid, you know, executive director. We have a lot of professional people, but they're all coming at this because they have a passion to protect the preborn. You know, I called you, you'll recall, a few weeks ago, we decided to do our first fundraiser, which we've never done. We're 5 years old this year. We started in 17. And actually, prior to that time, we started as Ohio Pro-Life Action to pass the Ohio Heartbeat Bill. And we were running into difficulties with a couple of other pro-life organizations who wouldn't support us, and we knew we needed a statewide organization, so we started that. But about 17, we realized that we needed a true coalition. So we started Right to Life Action Coalition of Ohio. And in the last 5 years, we have amassed now about 70,000 members. We have Cleveland Right to Life, Dayton Right to Life, Toledo Right to Life, Cincinnati Right to Life, organizations in Columbus area for our district. In Columbus, we've got over 30 member organizations now, about 70,000 members strong, and we've done it with no money.
I know.
We are at a point. Remember, I called you a few weeks ago, and I said, Pastor Ernie, I'm going to call you because I want to ask you about this. One of our local organizations suggested that we do a raffle. And I know some of our folks don't go for raffles. So I called you and I said, what do you think about doing a raffle? And I remember you said to me at the time, well, for people who don't like raffles, they can always just push the donate button, can't they?
Yeah, this raffle, I don't particularly like raffles, but this, the money goes, like I bought a bunch of the tickets and I don't know what happened, but I just sent the money. The money goes to saving babies. The money goes to saving babies.
Absolutely.
And that's all of it. There's nobody getting salaries. It all goes to saving babies. But you know, all of these years that we've done, we have a saying, we've done so much with so little for so long, we could do almost anything with nothing. And so,
true, isn't it? It's true.
Yeah, it is.
It is true.
And when people do things for the cause, this ministry for 50 years has been just for the cause. It's the cause of Christ. When you're doing it just for the cause, you don't let money or anything else get in the way, do you?
Nope. You just make sure that it happens. And now we're at a point in the coalition where we realize no matter what happens legislatively, but if everybody would just really pray for all of the states who are trying to discern what is the best thing to do now in their states. You know, we have the opportunity to go all the way back to fertilization to protect babies. So why would we not do that? Why would we put any exceptions anywhere? And right now we've got a bill that was originally, there was a trigger bill and there was another bill, a human life protection bill in Ohio, but there are exceptions in it, and we want to support it. But if there are exceptions, we're not going to be able to. So we're negotiating all of that. But no matter what happens with any of that stuff, we have so much education to do. So we have all kinds of requests from people around the state to come and do town halls and just talk about the biology. I mean, how sad is it, Pastor Ernie, that we have to go around the state and talk about embryology because they won't even talk about it in many biology classes in high school? There's a bill in Columbus right now that they're trying to put out there that would mandate that we teach embryology in high school, and it hasn't gone anywhere.
I know.
It's just sitting there.
We're living in what God's Word, the Bible, calls perilous times. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute, folks, and we talk about this all the time. When a people have as their most important issue, the thing that's most important for them, the killing of children, do you understand there is no difference between communism and Satanism? It is one of the same. It's very one. And our opposition has as their standard the killing of children. That Stacey Abrams out there just came out and said, well, the reason for bad economy is children. We got to get rid of the children. That is a wicked woman. God's Word, the Bible, makes it very clear. It doesn't stutter. If you vote for a wicked person, that is a sin. It is a sin to vote for a wicked person. If those people that vote for Stacey Abrams, they commit a sin, and you better argue with God about it because he's the one that you will stand before, folks. And you need to think about these things, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and for her to say that we're lying about the heartbeat at 6 weeks, and for Planned Parenthood to start changing their literature to say, oh yeah, that's just a little twerk that's going on. That's not really a heartbeat. You think, what is the matter with these people? This is biology, and we have to go around and talk to people about the actual biological facts. Because they're taking them away. It's
Don't
crazy.
You understand the new science is nothing but lies? So it's whatever you want it to be is the new science. So you don't want it to be a baby. So it's not a baby. It's real simple. I identify as a spotted owl because, well, that's what I want. So that's what is, right? It's just as logical.
Well, you know what? See, that's what we're talking about. We were talking about this earlier. The people we're up against, they don't know what a woman is. They don't know what a woman is. They don't know what a man is. The people we're up against, they don't know the difference between your body and your mother's body. They think they're one of the same. The people we're up against, the one who make little boys into little girls and little girls into little boys. The people we're up against think that if you feel like you're a little puppy or you're a little kitten, that you should take a litter box and go into the closet and defecate. We're talking about some people. Now, the Bible calls this reprobate, and it calls it perversion. Mm-hmm. And so we're up against the gates of hell, aren't we?
Well, and they truly are given over, because if they had any inkling that what they're saying is insane as it is, they would have to have some kind of a conscience, but they don't seem to. They don't seem to at all anymore.
Hey, Linda, here's what we have to do. Anybody here in Ohio that you want to, I will keep days open. I will make time open for those that that are running for office to get them on this radio program and give them some airtime. We get played four times a day in Ohio. We get played four times a day. And so we need to get as many of them on as we quickly as we can that are running for office. Okay. So, but I'll let you do that because you're a really smart lady. Decide who it is and have them and schedule them and get them on with me. Can you do that?
We'll try. We'll certainly try to do that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I want to remind the folks, about Barry Sheets, to keep our brother Barry. We had Barry, we prayed on the air here, and we prayed for him. And we need to continue to hold him up in prayer. Have you talked to him lately?
Wonderful guy. I talked to him last week one day. I talked to him for a few minutes. He's just waiting now on some procedures that they're gonna try on him. Just trying to be patient right now, and they're building a ramp for him to be able to get in and out of his front door. So he's had some people coming over to help with that, and people have been donating, and a lot of people have been really helping. So they're very grateful for all the prayers. Very grateful. This is just a devastating thing for their whole family. And
we're coming up to a break here. You're more than welcome to stay with us on the other side of the hour. But you've got about a minute to say what you want before the break. If you have an announcement of anything.
Well, just if everybody would just keep all of the states in mind, particularly here in Ohio, we're going through a really interesting time trying to discern what's the best thing to do next with Roe having fallen now. So, and how many educational things we'll put together and how this raffle will go. Of course, we'd like to make sure that goes well. That's going to help.
And the folks can participate in the raffle by going to rtlaohio.org. rtlaohio.org. And help us,
huh? And I think they can't really get any tickets on there because you can't sell them online, but they can make a donation if they'd like to.
That's really what it's about.
It's donation anyway. I mean, everybody knows that when they do this for donations. So, yes, any prayers, any donations, any of that is just more than welcome.
All right. We're going to a hard break here.
Okay.
You're welcome to stay with us.
For a few minutes afterwards.
All righty. God bless.
Thanks so much.
Bye now. And we'll be right back after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. A lot to come.
Fight the fight. Keep the stand. Light the light. Feel the land. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.